All right. Well, hey, it's Sunday night. Yeah, here's the intro. Geez, Tanner didn't set this up right for me. Slacker. Here we go. Let's try this again.
Okay.
Turn up the volume, get ready to fight. Kicking out podcasts, gonna rock you tonight. Settle your thoughts on man. Austin Shepherd, there's a crew. Covering all elite wrestling, bringing you the news. It's Sunday Night Raw, gonna rock your world. Tune into the podcast, let the chaos unfurl. The energy's electric, the passion's on fire.
It is Sunday night now that we've done the intro the right way. I'm Paul Zartman. I'm joined tonight by Austin Shepherd, who is Young Money tonight. Tanner Lee is not here, is doing something, I don't know, influenza or some weird stuff going on in that household. All I know is the guy said, hit go live and you're good to go. And I hit go live and next thing I know it pops up. You're live and we're live.
Hey, you know, it's that time of year, you know, the shit's running through everybody's house. It's ran through my house last month. So, yeah, unfortunately, Tanner's wife's got the shit. And, get it back, baby. Bada bing, Canada in the room. How you doing last night in the hockey match, baby? Let's go! Oh, one of the best hockey matches I've ever watched in my life. Come on!
Yeah. Oh, it's
how
funny
you doing,
because
Majin
and Steffi already started. Steffi's like, who won last night in hockey? Doesn't matter. It's round robin. Oh, that's right. Whoa. We did.
We're in the finals on Thursday night. Let's go.
Majin says, hold up. Chef's on time and Tanner isn't. Yeah, well, Tanner's not here at all. Hey, Steven, how's it going? Hope you're having a good Sunday. He wants to know how the Daytona 500's going.
Daytona 500's got 47 laps to go.
Yeah.
And Kyle Larson's running...
Seventh?
Sixth.
Sixth?
Okay, yeah. Sixth or seventh. There you go.
Yeah. He's
going
been
back and forth.
Yeah, now he's down to ninth. I don't know. I got this multi-view thing, and now 11th. See, you said he was doing good. Now he's dropping down. Look at you, Shep. You screwed him up. Oh man,
You're watching the in-car cams. I'm watching the broadcast on Fox. Good.
I'm watching along on Max, and they've got two different multi-driver in cams that you can follow along with. One they pick, and then one's the fan pick from Bleacher Report. And the fan pick's got Hamlin, Gibbs, Reddick, and Larson on it. So I went with that one just because, you know, I'm not following anybody this season, so we'll root for Larson.
That's right. I mean, he's the best driver in the world right now.
Best in the world, huh?
World.
Yeah. Potato Chips 1122 says, yes, Shep, you tell them. Oh.
I like potato chips. They're my favorite.
Majin says, we'll see what it's like next time we face off. Hopefully when we get the best defenseman in the world back. Talking about hockey.
Hey, Majin, how about this? How low class are you guys booing during the national?
Yeah, I saw that. I did not watch last night's game. You weren't here last week, Shep, when I made the announcement that I've started watching hockey again for the first time in like almost 20 years. So
I watched it last night. I was pumped. I was screaming at the TV. But seriously, how low can you be to boo the national anthem? And then all of a sudden you boo I want to call him the point guard, but he's not the point guard. Matthews for USA, because he plays for Toronto, and you're in Montreal, so the Montreal guys are booing him every time he gets the puck. Like, come on, show a little class. You know what? Last night, Canada was like a school in July. You know what that is?
Not there.
No class. A school in July, baby.
Yeah, yeah. But this is a wrestling podcast, believe it or not. So
we're going to go down some rabbit holes.
We got a comment here from Darby Allin fan. Who else thinks John Moxley is a punk? I bet Shep agrees.
I don't believe he is the face. Well, let me rephrase. I don't believe he's the franchise heel that they're trying to portray him. Because right now they're trying to portray him as the franchise heel, the biggest heel in the company, and he's not the guy. I'm sorry, he's not the guy.
No. Well, while we're talking about Moxley, what are your thoughts? And we're going to be bouncing all over the place because we've been left unsupervised, which is all Tanner's fault. So anything can happen on the podcast tonight.
It's going to be so much more colorful without Tanner.
Sure. But hey, you did censor yourself and catch yourself there at the, you know, about 4 minutes in. You wanted to say something else. You figured you'd wait a little bit longer. But what are your thoughts on that insert city name street fight that took place last night at Grand Slam?
Better than I expected.
Okay. I was a little disappointed in the length of the match.
I was. Whenever you do the insert city street brawl or street match, hardcore match, it kind of like takes me down a little notch.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was – so when coming into the match with the four characters we had, I thought, you know, this has got to be really, really special to get my attention. And it was better than I thought. Wasn't great, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah, I mean, it started.
We had some really good spots. We really did.
Yeah. I was still working on my book website and a book that I was trying to put an announcement together for as the match was going on. And I was like, oh, you know, I'm paying attention and everything. I'm like, I still got time. And then all of a sudden it was like, ding, ding, ding. Oh, well, guess I don't have time anymore.
It's a good match.
I did enjoy the fans singing Cope's music to him.
Oh, what a moment. Like the emotion on Cope's face for about a minute there when they were singing his song. It was good. It was really good. Now,
yeah,
into the match, Cope getting choked out. The only thing I can say, it's okay for now, but they better set it up for long term.
Yeah. Yeah. And Shep, Tanner says that he's starting to think that Cope is going to win the title off Moxley at Grand Slam only for Christian to cash in on him. I think that's really the only way that you can do this. It restarts the feud with Cope and Christian and gets it off of Moxley.
That's the only guy. That's the only guy. Well, rephrase this. If you're going to take the belt off of Moxley, you got to have a side story. And right now there's a side story there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm okay with it. And I think it's time to do it because I don't think Moxley is your franchise heel.
I agree. Before we get much further into this here podcast thing that we're doing, Shep, I got a question for you.
Oh, boy.
It's your favorite question of the week.
Hey,
what are we drinking?
We're double-fisted tonight, by the way.
Oh.
So we started earlier today at the local Moose Lodge. Then we came home and I cook for the fam and put them in the side of the house and still drink a little beer. But this podcast started and you gotta have a toddy. Oh, Shit.
Hey, there's a microphone there.
Yeah, I know. I spilled.
Alcohol abuse. Imagine Tanner probably did mean revolution. I might have just read it wrong. This is what happens when Tanner texts things and expects me to pay attention and read them.
Yeah. We're not talking about Tanner tonight. But anyways,
he made my list earlier today, so
we got a Miller Lite and we got the full blown toddy, little vodka soda with a little cherry on the end. Here we go. Cheers, everybody, and congrats to how am I gonna say this? Hold on, let me rephrase that. Not yet. All right, we're not gonna congrats yet, but cheers to the start of one of the best seasons of the year, that's NASCAR.
Yeah. I could always get a good or get behind a good NASCAR season.
Oh, hey, it's Steffi's out there, and Steffi, you gotta still be watching, right?
Oh, she's watching. I'm sure she's watching, because at one point when we were talking about Larson, she said 10th. So
yeah,
when we were talking about his position,
you know, in this type of racing,
there you go. That answer your question if she's watching or not.
Yeah, I appreciate. I can agree with that. You got a guy that's just been hanging around about 10th to 20th all day. In this type of racing, that's good though. Now, his car could be shit and he can't go any faster, but it's restricted regulation. So, yeah, we got some time to see. We got 38 laps to go. But hey, in those 38 laps, Paul, we should talk some AEW.
Yes, we can talk some AEW. And speaking of AEW, Stephen Chambers says AEW is waiting for the Pepto-Bismol jacket-wearing crash test dummy to return against Mox. And he says maybe we'll hear the final countdown. And Majin says, I doubt we'll hear the final countdown for a while. Brie is going to want to keep Danielson home for as long as she can. I mean, she does wear the pants in the relationship.
I don't think we see him for another 6 months.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Everybody hitting pit lane.
It's true. Larson
just about had an accident coming out of pit lane.
Well, you know, you got to get a little skinny there.
yeah.
Back to that, though. If you can have Cope take that belt off of him, and then you go right into the Christian side of it, the feud. Christian Cope will sell some tickets. It'll sell some pay-per-views, PLEs, whatever the hell you want to call it.
AEW's pay-per-views.
Yeah, well. I think Tanner's on to something there.
Mm-hmm.
Not giving him my full pick going into that pay-per-view. He's on to something there for sure.
And to me, I think it'll be interesting because Christian is who cost Cope the TNT championship as well. So it'll be a nice feud being brought back, in my opinion. Majin says, I'm glad they've sort of relegated the Death Riders shit to the background, though. It's been boring. The sooner we can pivot away from it, it'll be better. Pivot. Darby Allin fan says, why does the Shep's name say Young Money? He looks like he's 60.
Well, first of all, look how I spelled Young.
Yeah.
So the Young Money
Shep's
is
not like us.
No, Shep not like us. Shep not like us. Young Money is obviously in rooting for Kyle Larson in the NASCAR world. If you root for Kyle Larson in the dirt world, he calls himself Young Money. And if you look at the pronunciation. He kind of makes fun of himself for his Asian heritage. So that's why that is put it that way. And I have a couple t-shirts that actually say Young Money on it, because the guy is literally the best driver in the world. So
see, even Steffi knew. She popped up. He's a Larson fan.
Yes, sir. Steffi knows. She knows her shit. Whether we're talking NASCAR, we're talking wrestling, she knows her shit. She's way cooler than, like, Tanner. It's so much fun to kick a guy when he's not here, right?
Oh, the back of my shoe after I step in dog crap is cooler than Tanner.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
That was rough, Paul.
I'm kidding. It was the first thing that came to mind. Okay. I could have said, you know, there's a hole in my wall somewhere that, you know, is from a nail that's probably cooler than Tanner, but I was trying to be nice.
Holy shit.
Yes, and we're talking a little bit of hockey, too.
How about them brothers for the USA just fucking throwing hands? There, all right, there's the F-bomb. What yeah. There you go. 16 minutes in.
I think we're good.
We're good. The brothers, just the fucking Bash brothers for the USA, just throwing hands.
Tanner is being informed here by Steven that he's available to replace me since I'm talking so much shit.
Nah. We don't want to do that.
Don't worry. Tanner says he watches this when he's not here, but he'll never know.
Oh, we're going to make fun of Tanner. We got about an hour left of all of our shit, Paul. We're going to make fun of Tanner a lot.
So, opening match of Grand Slam. What were your thoughts on that?
Great match. Probably one of the... you got four of the top 20 guys in the company rocking. Mm-hmm. And just thought it was a very, very entertaining match. They all got their shit in. I mean, if you want to go that way,
they all got their shit in and it didn't cause any other spots to be screwed up. So nobody threw a temper tantrum.
Yeah. Nobody walked out of the back room like some, you know, 6'7" fucking Irish guy. Yeah. Yeah.
Scottish. But, Scottish.
Irish, same thing, right?
Seamus is Irish.
They all talk funny and drink fucking thick beer.
Guinness is good.
But yeah, I thought it was a great opening match. Very entertaining. You know, this is a great way to open the show. Now, okay, hold on. Before we get into it, and Tanner, you and I were texting just an hour ago. I made a comment yesterday that ring looks so small.
Mm-hmm. It's an indie ring. I knew the moment I saw it.
And then Tanner sends a thing like, all of his followers on X, not the same, but comes to find out it's 2 feet shorter than the normal AEW ring. It's an 18 by 18, not a 20 by 20.
I thought it was 16 by 16.
Well, no, it's an 18 by 18. A lot of people thought it was a 16 by 16, but Tanner's insights said no, it wasn't. It was an 18 by 18. It's still 2 feet smaller on each side.
Oh, it was straight an indie setup from the ring to the steps to the bell. Yeah.
And you were in a big arena. A bigger mm-hmm. arena. A bigger than normal for AEW.
Yeah.
Which the crowd was hot. I'll give them that.
Oh, yeah.
Crowd was great. They packed the place. It just looked odd that the ring was smaller.
Mm-hmm. Steven says, outside the ring, to me, looked smaller. Seems like commentator table too close to the ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And he says after the opening match, Revolution is starting to be a great card. Omega Takeshita for the international title. I almost call it the intercontinental title every time. And a steel cage match, Ospreay Fletcher. I'm looking forward to that's the nice thing. You get a steel cage match. We don't get a lot of steel cage matches in AEW. So when you do get one, it actually feels special. Not like, oh, it's just that time of the year we went, steel cage match.
Yeah, I mean, you get one or two a year, which is good.
Oh, yeah. Every couple months.
Yeah, the other company just, you know, they have their Hell in a Cell and
Elimination Chamber, steel cage matches.
Yeah. So, no, it was good.
And, Majin, it was supposed to be an impression of Drew McIntyre, not Bully Ray. So, TBS Championship. The crowd loved them some Mini Monet.
They did.
The crowd just loved them some Harley Cameron.
I didn't think Mercedes had a bad match here. I know. I think the last time we talked about this, you know, you and I are kind of on the same boat over Tanner. She's shit. And the last two matches, she's kind of proved us wrong.
She had to. If she was going to have a good match last night, she had to prove us wrong because Harley is still so green in the ring and only has one win under her belt.
And I thought Mercedes carried the match. And she,
Mini Monet carried the match.
And she's carrying four belts now. She's carrying the AEW belt, the Rev Pro belt, the New Japan belt, and I can't recognize the other belt.
I can't either. It says Queen on it or something.
Yeah, but I mean, the girl's rocking with four belts right now.
Speak of the devil and he shall appear.
So
Danner's popping in the comments since he can't be here and says, Mercedes hasn't had a bad match in months. Tanner, you've always...
Well, she's only had two matches. She's had two matches in 4 months.
Which is why they aren't bad.
I mean, yeah, I'm giving...
two matches, she proved us wrong, and that's because those are the last two matches she's had in months.
I'm giving her credit. I really am. I'm trying to.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Maja says she can't do her Monet Maker yet, insists that's her finisher she'll use going forward. Yeah, I don't know about that. Her finish was shit. It was a weird, awkward finish. But what can you do? I've seen worse.
It's true.
I've seen a lot worse. Tanner, you left us unsupervised, by the way, so we're watching the Daytona 500 while we do this. So this is your fault. If this is a bad podcast, it's all your fault.
26 to go.
Yeah. Oh, so...
Steffi's got to be watching. She got to be watching us and the Daytona 500, right?
Yeah, she's kind of like us. We're doing one of these numbers.
So. Always thought she was smarter than Majin.
I've seen Jey Uso try to spear someone and trip over his own feet. But you know what? At least Jey Uso can hit a low blow. The first time. And Steffi says, yeah, she's watching back and forth.
I appreciate
she knows
that.
The good stuff's on.
I appreciate that.
Oh, of course, he's got to have questions for us. Jeez, thoughts on Hangman and MJF? Beat me to the punch, Tanner. Yeah, never mind.
Go for it, Paul. I want to hear your thoughts on it.
Oh, no, I was going to ask you that question.
No, you're going first. You're the host. You're the host, baby. Let's go.
I'm the co-host. Tanner's the host. See, he's asking questions in the comments, like, you know, thoughts on Hangman and MJF. I'm okay with it. I think it's starting to be a good feud. I don't know, though. Does
this feud need a belt?
No. Neither one of these guys need a belt.
You sure?
Maybe the ring. I wouldn't mind. Like, when we first got the Dynamite Diamond, we talked as if it was going to be defended like a belt. And then we put it on MJF, and we've never done anything with it. Let's not put a belt on this one. Let's put it at a shot for a belt. And somewhere, I wouldn't mind getting a stipulation that said, if MJF wins and then wins the title, Hangman can't challenge for the title while he's champion.
So you're saying that MJF and Hangman do not deserve a belt?
Oh, I didn't say they deserve one.
No. If they're going to have a match, it's okay that they don't have a belt involved.
Yeah. Yeah. They're the caliber star that doesn't need belts.
So what does that do for your world title picture?
You still have, again, where is the title? It's in a briefcase. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe Moxley lost it like Jericho did, and they just weren't lucky enough to get it back.
What I'm saying is it's in a briefcase, and it's going to go up against a 50-year-old guy.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Hey, at least it's not Double J.
That's 55-year-old.
I know. Tanner says he thinks it's going to be great, but is it too soon? And Majin says, I'd argue this doesn't need a belt at first.
It's not too soon, because you could incorporate the belt this summer, and then come this fall, you could make it a match in one of your big arenas this fall.
Meaning, Tanner, should they have waited till All In and not Revolution?
Yes, absolutely. I agree with Tanner. God, don't put that on record, please.
Oh, man. Oh, and Tanner's listening. So yeah, Tanner's listening. Ego just went. You'll come back. We'll do this next week, and his tagline will be, Shep agreed with me.
Oh, fuck.
Oh. Steven says, right. Wonder AEW's pushing Hangman versus Mox at the end of the year, unless we get another Hangman versus Swerve. I don't think we need another Hangman versus Swerve.
No. We don't. As much as I liked it, we don't need it again.
Yeah, we don't need that.
We don't need it for a while. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. If we get it again, give it to me in like 2035, 2030.
No, we'll see before that. But.
Oh, okay. Okay. Majin says, but then you can build it even more, make it as they truly hate each other like Hangman and Swerve came to be. I agree. If we do this right, have them have this match at Revolution, Hangman and MJF at Revolution, and then it just leads into a longer feud. Not quite to the level of Swerve and Hangman, because I think that would just be stupid to do. But definitely draw it out like that, so it's not just a one-and-done feud like MJF and Double J was.
I agree with that.
And which is, Tanner wants to know, why aren't we getting a match between MJF and Double J? Why? Why do we need one, Tanner?
We do not need that match.
We did their thing. They ran their thing. It doesn't have to be a long time feud. Calm down, Triple H.
Yeah. Plus, we got a whole year of we got a whole year of Double J, right? He kind of gave us the whole year rundown, just like Cena's doing. So we got a whole year of him, and we're sitting in the middle of February. So we got a while yet.
Yeah, let's, you know, he said he signed another contract. Let's not do like we're doing with Cena. Double J deserves better than that. Brandon James.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on a second, Paul.
What?
Let's talk about it.
What?
You say that Double J deserves better than John Cena?
A year of double, being cramped down your
double
throat.
Double J walked down the aisle of CMLL and threw fucking tortilla shells at fans.
Yes.
I'm just saying, how does he deserve a better send-off than John Cena?
Folks, he's not getting a see-through toy made for him.
Hold on. Folks out in YouTube land, Twitter land, whoever the fuck is listening to this, please tell me if I'm off my rocker, okay? Because how the and I don't disagree with Double J. I kind of liked him so far in AEW. But how do you say he deserves a better send-off than fucking John Cena, who is the face of the company, the face of Make-A-Wish Foundation, the face of everything, although he's have a badass bald spot right now. But I come on,
never
Paul.
Give up like holy his hair did.
Shit, like you got me fired up. We're
okay. Here's 31 what I'm minutes saying.
Into it, Paul. Holy shit!
Here's what I'm saying, Shep.
Okay,
for all of 25,
I'm listening.
All of 25, you're going to get John Cena at every single pay-per-view. John Cena at every press conference and post-show, every pre-show, on Raw, on SmackDown. Yeah. He's literally going to be everywhere for a year, non-stop. What? He's going to be making more appearances than your champions are. All right?
Yeet.
Enough said right there.
Okay.
If you did that with Double J, you would get tired of Double J. You're going to get tired of John Cena. Majin's already tired of John Cena because John Cena comes out and cuts the same promo every single time here lately. I didn't win. It's been X amount of days since I won last.
He's been in one match. He's been in the Rumble.
And he lost.
Okay. He had one press conference.
And it's only February.
Oh, boy. Now we got the wreck.
Oh. You're a little ahead of me then, because I don't have a wreck yet. I still have everybody at green.
The big one's Blaney. Blaney's.
Oh, here it comes. There it is. Oh. Larson right behind that.
Logano's up in the shit. Yeah. Good for Logano. He's a dweeb. Sorry, that's mean. I shouldn't say that.
Majin says Double J also was the big guy for a company too. Stephen Chambers says ugh, Cena. Majin, Cena has already missed Rose. He's missed paper or Raws. Wow, I can't
read. Raws.
He's missed pay per views too. It's only February. He only missed January stuff. That's it. Jarrett, better wrestler than Cena, in my opinion, from Stephen Chambers and Majin. I've never really liked Cena, though, since he ditched the Doctor of Thuganomics. I started hating him. I was a big fan of the Doctor of Thuganomics. I love when he sprinkles a little bit of that back in there. Now, I will say, the press conference we got after the Royal Rumble in Indianapolis really got me excited for Cena. I'm just hoping they can ride that out. But anyway, we're an AEW podcast.
Yeah.
Brandon James wants to know your overall thoughts on Grand Slam.
I thought it was an above average collision.
It definitely wasn't Battle of the Belts. I forgot the name of it because it's so terrible.
No, I technically it was a collision on a Saturday night. I know we had to wait because of
the time.
The All-Star game or the All-Star.
Bailey got her flowers at that. I just said we're talking AEW and not talk about Bayley.
Yeah. You know, didn't start till 11 something.
Yeah.
You know, down in Australia. I loved it. I love the fact that it was down in Australia. The crowd was great. The venue was great. So I would give it an above average collision, even though it was a PLE, right?
No, it wasn't a pay-per-view.
Well,
Grand Slam's always been kind of a dynamite thing. This was the first collision out of it.
Yeah. So
it could be a pay-per-view. We had a great enough card.
I'll give it a good 8-1, which I feel like is high for me, right?
That is high for you.
For a normal collision.
Choked on by Kool-Aid.
Oh boy. I'm drinking
the Kool-Aid.
You're just like
Between two beards?
No, those guys, I know them. Hey,
you never know what you can keep straight some days. Yeah.
Two Bears Cave podcast or whatever it is. Oh,
I don't know.
You know those guys.
So, anyway. Shep, Tanner asks if you're finally ready to defend the KOP predictions title on March 9th.
Oh, that's a good question. I fly home March 9th. I fly out March 5th. And I fly home March 9th.
So, no.
I mean, just when do you guys want to do this podcast?
we do it on the 8th.
The 8th? I play golf on the 6th and the 7th. I could do that. I could probably do that. You guys realize once I finally took this belt off of you two jackalopes that – once we get into spring and summer, it's got to go around my golf schedule. So
we know it used to be that way with Tanner too, when this thing started.
Yeah. But that's when Tanner can't beat anybody at golf. That's the funny part.
I think he's played better than you a few times.
Nah, not of late.
I didn't say not of late. Tanner ain't played golf in 2 years. He's been preoccupied.
Well, that's what happens. That's what happens when you get one of those. What do you call those?
Wedding rings.
Ah, there, you said it, not me.
I just answering the question. I didn't say that's what happens.
You're making fun of Tanner because he got a wedding ring.
Oh, was I now? Yeah, Tanner, you'll have to go back and watch this. Shep said some pretty awful things about you in the beginning.
That's okay. I still take Tanner on.
I know what. Okay, here's what we're gonna do.
All right, here we go. Are we getting back on the track here, on the rails?
Kind of.
We do have about 15 laps of this NASCAR race. We just had a wreck. We took a couple key components out. We got 15 laps left. We're in a commercial break.
19th.
Yep, we got a commercial break. Let's talk AEW for at least 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay. kind of it is. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to step out of this predictions. It's going to be you and it's going to be Tanner playing a round of golf for the title in the spring at some point.
Okay. I'm in. I mean, I'll take that. It's fine.
Okay.
I mean, Tanner, little guy, he might have to play the up tees. Little feller. He can't hit it that far.
We'll take it to putt-putt golf so it's fair for both of you.
Ooh, I'll take putt-putt golf any day of the week. I would take on fucking Rory McIlroy in putt-putt golf.
See, Shep, here, I know how to give you a handicap, and I don't mean a normal golf handicap. To give Tanner the one up, we just tell you it's a dry golf day.
Well, that's stupid. I won't play.
So you're throwing in the towel before it even starts. Tanner wins. Give him the belt.
Yeah, that's not gonna work.
I tried to help you out here, Tanner. I tried.
Hey, you know what? It'll be a dry golf day, meaning it's not raining.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. What are your thoughts on Buddy Matthews' match last night?
I thought it showed how good he is and how much potential he has.
Do you think if they would have kept,
which I feel like
Malachi, we would have seen this?
No, I feel like we've talked about this before. We've seen Buddy Matthews in the past. He's good. Guy can work. Guy can work really good.
So, but yeah, I don't think if we would have kept the House of Black as the House of Black, we would have seen Buddy challenge for a singles title.
Maybe not, but Buddy is very talented. I don't know how Buddy can do on the mic because we've never seen it. We've never seen Buddy on the mic, whether it's up in Connecticut when he was in the, I think he was in the 205 cruiserweight, right? Okay.
And then he was cruiserweight champ for quite a while.
Yeah. But I feel like they didn't let him talk.
No, not often.
And then he comes to AEW and the whole House of Black has never talked.
It's obviously all short.
Malachi's gone now. But I really think he can be very, very instrumental in this company. Just give him the mic here down the road.
Yeah, because if you think before he showed up in AEW after he left Connecticut, he put together some little video packages that were pretty cool. I mean, he did well in talking in them, but then, yeah, he showed up, he joined forces with Malachi, and that was that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I want him to do, you know, him with Brody King is good, but I still think he could be very, very successful as a single.
Majin says Malachi was the weak link of that team. Without him, they feel entirely different and dialed in. I agree.
He's the weak link because he didn't want to be there, obviously.
Well,
he didn't want to make it work.
Yeah, that's right? What it was. I think with him and a few other people, not just Malachi, but I think a few other people thought that when they came to AEW and left Connecticut, it was going to be so different. They were going to have this, they were going to have that, they were going to be calling the shots, they were going to do all this stuff. And that's not, I mean, they still had bosses. It wasn't quite the indies like they felt like it was going to be. And I don't think some of those guys like that, because I think they came here to be able to do what they wanted, when they wanted to, how they wanted to, and that got nixed pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's a good way to say it. But Malachi never let those guys have a chance to talk, like you said earlier. So that group could have been, had a lot of potential. It really did. But Malachi's gone. Now we got Bro and Buddy.
The Hounds of Hell with Julia Hart. And Steven says, wouldn't mind Hounds of Hell versus Hurt Syndicate.
Yeah, trust me. The tag team division at AEW could use a little help.
So. It could. It could. And she also said, or Steven also says, Julia is going to get a title before Brody and Buddy.
Yeah. Another possibility. Yeah.
I mean, anything's possible. It's so weird watching these guys go 20 mile an hour, 30 mile an hour on a race course, a racetrack.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what was going on. I look up and both Larson and Reddick are just not moving at all. They're both going zero and doing nothing.
Uh-oh. They did both miss the wreck.
Yes, barely for at least Larson. Majin says, I'm going to say the thing no one wants to say. What, that things are back how they should be with Toni Storm having the women's title again?
That was the last conversation I was getting ready to bring up, but go ahead, Majin. Go ahead.
No, he says, dark gimmicks in wrestling never work for the extended period. They have a rather short shelf life. Look at all of them so far. I think he's also including the Wyatt Six. Who got hit with the injury bug.
Yeah.
In the midst of all that. House of Black, same thing. They got hit with the injury bug. They could have done great things if they wouldn't have gotten hurt.
Yeah, but you also had Malakai obviously wanting to leave the company. Never felt like he was in sync with Tony Khan, that is. Never felt like he was just like flowing with the company. So, you know.
No, even that chance I had to interview him shortly after he came to the company before the House of Black was officially the House of Black. It was a great interview, loved doing it, but you could even see even that quickly, things just weren't quite what he was expecting in the way he sounded. Because I'm like, you know, oh, what's the future look like for Malakai Black? And he, well, you know, winning and championships and a faction and the house always wins. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I didn't. Just not him.
Yeah.
So.
But, you know, and Majin does have a point here, to a point. I mean, yeah, the dark gimmick doesn't normally work, but there are people who can make dark gimmicks work. Brothers of Destruction, The Undertaker's whole character was built off of darkness. But that's a rare thing that you get somebody who comes in as a dark gimmick and it does last.
Yeah.
I mean, Judgment Day is about the longest running dark heel group that I can think of.
Yeah, but I think I feel like Judgment Day has turned into more of a comedy group than anything, right?
Yeah, all right. And if we're going to talk about Judgment Day for a minute, I already think the seeds have been planted for a turn there. I feel like it's done. I feel like Finn and Liv are finally just going to super kick the heads off of everybody else and leave.
Yeah. So there will be no Judgment Day.
That needs to end. That is one I have gotten bored with it. And it's not because of not having Priest and Rhea in the group anymore. It just, even with them in it, it was starting to get stale.
Yeah, but the Judgment Day elevated both of those stars.
Oh, single absolutely. Stars, absolutely.
To let them go do their own things. Now, I don't think anybody in the Judgment Day is that strong right now where they could do that, what Damian and Rhea did. So, oh boy, we got a guy upside down. Upside down. Oh. Holy shit.
I haven't seen that yet, so I'm going to be watching for this.
Oh, yeah. He was...
front of the pack or back of the pack?
Mid-pack.
Mid-pack.
And he went upside down.
Oh, there it is. And he hit Larson, too.
Yeah, he hit Larson. He hit...
right in there. Oh!
He hit Bell. Bell's done.
Yeah. Gibbs Bell might be out. And Hamlin's just cruising right along at 110 mile an hour.
Fucking Hamlin. I hate I don't like Hamlin either.
When I turned this on, Hamlin was like in the back of the pack, and now he's first. That tells you anything can happen in racing and wrestling.
And we're comparing the two. Both of them might be predetermined. I don't know.
Majin says Liv can. She's absolutely a bigger star than Rhea. The problem is Liv was a big star going into the group. So was Finn. Those two had star power when they joined the group, whereas Priest and Rhea were nobodies and became star power. You're not going to see that out of Carlito. You're not going to see that out of JD McDonagh, even though he just said screw Triple H and fought through a match so that we could get to the end, even though he was severely injured. And you're definitely not going to see that out of Dominic Mysterio. And the verdict's still out for me on the new muscle in the group. I can't think of her name. Raquel Rodriguez.
Funny thing you bring up, Carlito. Let's go back.
People who don't want to be cool.
Let's go back 10 years, probably longer than that. Probably 15 years. I was watching Raw with my laptop, and I was on one of the Jimmy Vans, which is now Fightful.
Red flag.
Oh yeah, that was not a good. It was a pretty bad wreck.
Yeah.
I mean, he's on his roof. He got fucked up. Anyways, the old Jimmy Van, which is now Fightful.
Yep.
I was on a live chat during that, and I remember Carlito was on Raw that night, and we all were talking in the chat like, this is our next world champion. Like, we thought he was just the greatest thing ever, and then he fell off the face of the earth, and we haven't seen him for 15 years. Now he comes back to the company. So...
yeah.
I mean,
Majin says you would have seen it from a younger Carlito, but he's just there to collect a paycheck now.
Yeah. I mean, he did the indies forever, but Carlito came back because it's Carlito. He's like, I'm gonna take a paycheck for sure. I don't know if he can do any if he can bring anything to the company right now, if he can bring anything to the storylines, it's still Carlito. Mm-hmm. But I mean, he's Carlos Colon's son. So
yeah, at that time they were pressing him and Masters as top stars, or presenting. Man, I remember the Master Lock Challenge.
Oh yeah,
that was
Nelson baby, full Nelson baby.
Yeah. Majin says, fun fact: I actually got to work a show and share a beer with Carlito.
Was it an apple beer?
Did he spit in the face of people who didn't want to be cool?
Oh boy.
That was the best thing about his entrance music. Seriously, they should have brought back his entrance music that he had back then.
Pretty good. It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's talk about this main event.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For the women's championship match. We got a returning Luthar.
I'm not going to correct you on that one, but yeah, go ahead.
Not returning. He's been back a couple times, but actually returning in this sense of can be involved in the match. We got Mariah May coming out first. Which I knew she was going to, because it's Tony's home country and hometown is how they were playing her off. And we saw Tony Storm pick up the victory. All is right in the world, some would say. Did she say all is right in the world?
That's all you got on that match?
I don't have my notes up. I'm not Tanner. I don't have, I don't have seven monitors with four pages of notes up here. So, and I was like half asleep at the time watching it. So, no, I was laying out the gist of the match. You know, I didn't even say how she won it.
What a great 6 months from Toni Storm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about it last week or 2 weeks ago. I guess I wasn't here last week.
And I wasn't here 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago where, you know, she has played this character absolutely, like, maybe the best character in professional wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And she did a little spot with Renee, and she talks about when she lost the belt, she went over to Japan. She had a little, you know, feud over there. She got her ass beat, she talked about. She went down to CMLL. She lost. And then she comes back, obviously, as Toni Storm. You know, different ring gear. And then she talks about the best character she's ever played. Mm-hmm. I mean, she... so good. And I want to know who in AEW has wrote this, because they need to give a high five, a handshake, because they've done a damn good job.
Yeah. Yep. So both of them hit each other's finishing move on each other. May hit the Storm Zero at one point. Toni Storm hit the Storm Zero. She rolled out. May put Storm in a fireman's carry. Storm got down, rolled her up for the win.
Belt's back where it should be with timeless Toni Storm.
Mm-hmm. Maja says, what was your take on the ending? I've seen a few worried for Mariah going forward. Steven says, what's next for Mariah? Rematch at Revolution?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was not impressed by her title run.
And by the way, to answer your question of who wrote this, believe it or not, RJ City.
Okay. Okay. I don't dislike the guy. I think the guy's had some really good vignettes in the back. Mm-hmm. And his stuff he's put on social media is really good. So I don't disagree with that.
All right. Man, Larson's moving with this screwed up car. Good for him. Anyway, yeah, this is definitely the best thing that's going in AEW at this point is timeless Toni Storm. I got to pull up her name here because I will butcher her name if I try to say it. So give me a second while I pull up notes. I'm not Tanner. I do this differently than him. So leave me alone. What is that?
What are you trying to pull up?
The sounds. Dynamite results.
Oh, okay. There you go.
The new girl from that's on Dynamite. I can't think of her name. You know that one. Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know what you're talking about, Paul.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm trying to find the results, but I clicked on the one and it took me to Grand Slam, which is not what I said. And then the other one had the top 15 best entrances. And I'm like, that is not what I said either. So let's see here. Oh, because it's all 211 instead of 212 like it should be. I forgot. Oh. And I'm probably not going to find her name in here. Ah, Megan Bain.
There you go. Like her.
Man, I should have come in here and looked at the comments instead of searching.
She's aggressive.
Yes. The hotness who I'll be seeing next week, according to Majin. So what are your thoughts on Megan Bain and Chris Statlander coming out at the end of her match?
I like Megan Bain. I think she is could be really, really the future of the women's division. She's got the look. She's got the athleticism. So I like her. I like her a lot, actually. And I feel like we've been waiting for her a while in AEW. Like, should have been there a little earlier.
Oh, absolutely. And wasn't she? I think Tanner said she was here, then she was gone, then she was back again.
Yeah, yeah. She, I thought she popped up back in the day, and then she left. I think she's even in some GCW shows.
Yeah.
But she could be really good in the women's division.
I think so, too. What are your thoughts on the possibility of a match between her and Statlander? Is that something
you'd be for? Yes, yes. Those two ladies could really steal whatever show they're on. They could steal it. They could steal the show.
Okay. Yeah. Mazin says she's been on GCW. Yeah, the next week, her and Joey Janela are coming to Winnipeg for a show. Is that the show you're going to be on, Mazin? And your thoughts on the rumors going around that Josh Alexander is all elite?
I think he goes to other company, man. I really do.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
So thoughts on as we're looking, I'll go through here, get back up to the top of Dynamite, Hangman and Max Caster. Any thoughts on that opener of a match?
Yeah, they made Max Caster look like a bitch.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Let's see, the Death Riders versus Adam Cole, Roderick Strong, and Kyle O'Reilly for the World Trios Championship, with the Death Riders retaining.
It's okay.
I was hoping we were getting them off the Death Riders. I didn't figure we would, but I was hoping.
No.
You can always hope, right? No?
Yeah.
No comment?
You can always hope. You can always hope.
No comment?
No comment.
Samoa Joe, Hook, Shibata versus John Cruz, Aaron Solo, and Grillo. I think it took me longer to say the people in the match than the match was.
Correct. And we have like, not to cut you off, Paul, we have overtime in this NASCAR thing.
Yeah. I figured as much, going green at 199. Jericho and Bandito having their little showdown.
How about, did you see all the shit from Jericho Cruz?
Oh, man, I've seen all sorts of stuff from Jericho Cruz. That stuff was hilarious.
You know what, though? I thought it looked like shit. Like, come on. It's okay. Just me. Sorry.
Majin says Max Caster made Max Caster look like a bitch.
He did. Oh, well, we got a guy through the grass. Holy shit, he saved it.
Stephen Chambers, Orange Cassidy versus Roderick Strong, Hobbs versus Big Bill, street fight for Dynamite coming up. You excited about those?
Big Bill.
He got to reunite with Enzo on the cruise.
Oh, boy.
And you don't care.
No, there's a big wreck.
Oh.
And I'm talking big wreck.
Uh-oh. Brad Williams showed up on the cruise for the final match of the Jericho cruise. And then Toni Storm coming out to take on every guy in the match by herself. Oh, there we go. Hamlin. Oh. Wow. Two out of the four people I have been watching were involved in that. Gibbs managed to drive away, though.
That was a shit show.
Well, Hamlin didn't win.
No, Ham. Fuck him. I didn't. Yeah.
Uh huh.
None of my guys won either. So it's all right. What do you do?
Big Bill is also huge over in Australia, apparently. Thunder Rosa and Nyla made out on the cruise. Yeah, did you see that?
I did. It was odd.
It was odd. Weird.
It's odd.
The cruise is starting to sound like one of those what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas types of cruises.
Yeah, I mean, I see they're not doing a cruise until 2026 in November. Like, we're taking a year and a half off from the cruise. So.
Well, gives people like you and I time to actually save up some money for, you know, the $900 cabin for one person.
I don't know if it's worth it, Paul. I really don't.
It used to be. When the Jericho cruise first started, I wanted to go on it first couple of years, but now it just looks like a comedy show.
Yeah. I think the wrestling's comedy. I mean, yeah, you have your rock and roll music. Looks like you have some other stand-up comedy with the other wrestlers, but just not a fan. Not a fan. I wouldn't pay for to go on it, so.
You don't want to see Thunder Rosa doing her new finishing move, the Clam Slam?
Yeah, I mean, I see what Thunder Rosa posts on social media. I'm just like, hey, girl, like,
it's up to you.
It's up to you.
She's not as far out there as Britney is, okay?
Are you talking about Britney Spears?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, Britney Spears shows her clam, so.
All right. MJF, Dustin Rhodes from Dynamite while we're watching everybody clean up here.
I love Dustin Rhodes. I love that he is in his mid-50s and doing what he can do. That's all I can say about that.
Okay. All right. I'm starting to feel like you might not have watched a whole lot of Dynamite.
No, I did. I watched that match. And then, you know,
Statlander and Ford.
Who?
Statlander and Penelope Ford on Dynamite.
Oh, Penelope. I was like, yeah, okay.
Statlander driving a Ford. No, I'm kidding.
I don't know what she does. Not a fan.
But if Statlander was driving a Chevy, you'd be all for it.
Oh, me and her be friends. We might even date. I don't know. Oh, Mama Wayne would get pissed. Mama Wayne would be really pissed off.
Majin says, they got me with the false finish. I had Pop thinking Dustin was going to win, and then MJF kicked out at the last second.
You know what? Same thing. I was right with him.
Larson's camera has gone black. I have no clue what's going on with Larson.
Well, he wrecked and he sucks.
Well, but I know he wrecked. People wrecked into him.
Yeah,
I see Gibbs and Hamlin being
if I'm correct, William Byron got his start racing iRacing. Like, video gamer just won the Daytona 500. So, you know, there you go.
Driving a 24. You used to get made fun of if you supported 24 when we were kids.
The rainbow 24 back when we were kids. And there he is. The old Jeff Gordon.
Yep.
Pittsboro, Indiana, man. He's from Indiana.
Yeah. Yeah. I was a Jeff Gordon fan back in the day, believe it or not.
Well, you know, we can't make fun of you all the time, Paul.
I liked Earnhardt, too.
Ah, Earnhardt was the best.
I went with the Chevy boys.
We appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, we talked about Tony Storm. Tony Storm was great. And you're talking about Dynamite now?
Yes. Yes, we just talked about Statlander and Penelope Ford. And you got distracted by her maybe driving a Ford and then her driving a Chevy and you dating her and then Mama Wayne getting mad.
Mama Wayne pissed. But it's okay.
Hurt Syndicate and the Guns.
I like the Guns. I really do like the Guns.
Guns up.
Guns up.
What is that? That's Scissors. That's the Acclaimed. Guns.
Guns.
Thumb and first finger. Oh,
yeah, same thing. Same thing.
Yeah, I got my guns up.
Guns up.
Guns up. Hurt Syndicate picked up the victory. Cope and Jay White call out John Moxley. And there you have Dynamite. Dynamite.
It was an okay Dynamite. One of the greatest. It was okay.
No, Majin, I haven't. I wait for it to come out at home. I'm an introvert. I like the to what? See it at home in Brave New World. It's a Marvel movie.
Oh.
It's stuff you don't watch, Shep. It's nerdy things.
I don't watch that stuff.
But no, I have not seen Brave New World yet. I wait for it to come out so I can sit at home and watch it and eat as much popcorn as I want and not have to pay $25 for a bucket of popcorn and $30 for a 30-ounce soda.
I love popcorn. Popcorn's great. I don't know what movie you're talking about, but I love popcorn.
All right, Shep.
All right, let's wrap this shit up. This has been an absolute train wreck. Tanner, fuck fun. Off. No, we've had a great time, Paul. I appreciate the time with you. Uh-huh. Tanner, fuck off. But anyways.
So, wrestler of the week.
I was going somewhere different.
Where were you going?
I was going to say, buy the merch, you fucking marks. Anyways. All right. Wrestler of the week. You're going to like this one. I think you're really going to like this one. Okay. Wrestler of the week is Buddy Matthews.
Yes. Yes. I like that. And, nice jacket he wore, just like his wife's jacket, only different name on the back of it. Did sure. you catch that?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
No. Rhea wore the same jacket when they were in
Australia. I didn't see that shit. Saw it. He's got a smaller camel toe than she does.
So. Oh, my God.
Anyways, go for it.
I'm gonna have to agree with Majin here and go Kenny Omega. I mean, it's Kenny Omega. It's been a while since I got to say Kenny Omega was my wrestler of the week.
You thought Fletcher, or I'm sorry, you thought Omega was better than Ospreay in that match?
No, they were both fantastic.
No, I'm not asking you, Paul. I was asking Majin.
Oh, well, you didn't say Majin. You just ask.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I thought Ospreay was better in the match, but that's just me. It's just me.
They were both awesome. It's not like I can go. I'm gonna pick Will Omega. I mean, what are their tag names gonna be?
It was a good match. It was
Alpha a good match. Omega.
Very entertaining match. Let's put it that way.
Yes. Yes. But no, I could get behind yours as well, Shep. So okay. I'm always a big buddy guy.
Good for you.
He hasn't seen the match yet, but he'll reevaluate when he sees it. So he's a slacker and hasn't watched it yet and wants to give Kenny Omega as his wrestler of the week without ever watching the match. Good job, Majin. That's how you do it. So
the fucking poutine guy in the way.
Show of the week.
Saturday Collision Grand Slam.
Not very often we pick Collision as the show of the week, but I'm right there with you. So rating then, still sticking with your 8-1?
Absolutely. Yeah, 8-1. Love it.
Okay.
And I tell you what, the opening match and the ending match, Timeless Tony Storm, made it the 8-1. Absolutely.
All right. Okay. I can back you on that, but again, I can't agree with you, and I'm not going to go higher than you, so I'm going to go 7-9. Because 8's a rookie score, and 6-9's too low.
Yeah.
So 7-9.
Tanner would have taken the 8.
Tanner would have gone 8-5.
Oh.
Or would have laughed when I said 6-9.
Good for him.
Anyway. I guess I'll wrap this up, shall I, Shep?
Wrap it up, baby. Buy the merch, you fucking marks.
Be sure to check out the Kick It Out podcast on all social media at Kicking Out Shop. Be sure to check out kickingoutshop.com. It's your place to go for some great merchandise, support a great podcast, and look fantastic doing so. If you're more of a pro wrestling tease type of fan, you can always go to Pro Wrestling Tees and search up Kicking Out Podcast on there as well. We've got some old school merch on there that is only available by going to Pro Wrestling Tees. Majin agrees with you, Shep, to buy the merch.
One of the few times Majin and I actually agree.
Yeah, and I don't remember if I said this or not, so subscribe to the Kicking Out Podcast on all social media at Kicking Out Pod. Be sure to listen to the Kicking Out Podcast wherever it is you listen to your podcast. And if that happens to be Apple Podcasts, leave us that 5-star review because we are 5-star KOP. Be sure to follow the man who doesn't ever show up for work because he thinks he's better than the rest of us, Tanner Lee, at Tanner Lee 92. Follow the Shep at the Shep 27. Follow myself at Paul Zartman 87. And with that, for Tanner Lee and Austin Shepherd, I'm Paul Zartman. Join us again next week as we kick out yet another podcast.